First of all, let me thank ELI for bringing this to Nashville, bringing this to Vanderbilt. This is the second year that we've had a very good collaboration with ELI. Thank you to Linda, and I won't do any more thank yous because Leslie's already done that. But as Leslie has mentioned, ELI has a well-developed program underway, led by Linda Bregan, analyzing the legal and policy issues on nanotech. The topic is somewhat new to me, but it's not new to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt University has numerous nanotech research programs underway, and in fact, very well represented here today. You'll find faculty here today from environmental sciences, chemistry, physics, engineering, law, myself in the business school, representatives from our environmental health and safety group at Vanderbilt who's dealing with research safety issues on a day-to-day basis. Let me just tell you a few words about the center, Vanderbilt Center for Environmental Management Studies, which we call VSIMS. We've been here since 1993. It's a joint effort with the engineering school, the law school, and the business school. We primarily focus on environmental management issues, in other words, mostly from a business perspective. Research focusing on business, but highly interdisciplinary. We teach MBA students, we teach PhD students. In fact, two of them are here today, Atul Tanka, who's our program director, and Ann Olson, who is a Bridgestone-Firestone fellow, supported through the Bridgestone company. We, among other things, besides research and teaching, we also host events like this. In the past, we've hosted executive seminars on topics such as stakeholder relations, risk communication, disclosure, corporate environmental reporting, household environmental behavior, which was our topic last year. We also, as you can tell, have a highly multidisciplinary and multi-stakeholder approach, which is why we're here today. And we build on that tradition, which is analyzing business and policy relevant issues in this multi-stakeholder forum by looking around the room today. I mean, as you look around, as you meet participants at lunch, listen to them, have a chance to meet your fellow colleagues, you're going to find scientists, lawyers, business people, academics. You'll find government, FDA, EPA, U.S. Senate Environment Committee, Oak Ridge National Labs, National Research Council, civil society groups here represented today, including Friends of the Earth, Center for Responsible Nanotechnology, International Center for Technology Assessment, major corporations represented here today, 3M, General Motors, Bridgestone, Lucent Technologies, Roman Haas, AIG, representatives from Europe and Japan, and I'm really pleased that they've come the longest from Europe, and we'll hear shortly, we'll be on the panel as well. So our structure today is the following. As I said, very fast-paced. I'm looking at the clock. I have 2 minutes, and my time is up. The speakers will have to bear with us. Linda and I will pull them with a ripcord if necessary, but we'll be giving you notices that your time is up or about to expire. A word about the microphone for the speakers as well. Please, I mean, as an academic, I like to walk around the room. Resist the temptation. We are recording the talks, so the microphone, although it doesn't amplify, the microphone is recording the talks. So if you could stay towards the microphone, that would be appreciated. Q&A, we will not record, so feel free to ask any tough questions and give any blunt answers you'd like. We will not record the Q&A. But our intent is to put this on a website. Both ELI and VSIMS will have a web version of the speeches. And we will also have late in the afternoon, as you know, we'll talk about the breakouts in just a second. Okay, one other thing, just want to go through my list of to-dos. Breakout sessions. In your packet is a list of your breakout session and the room number. We'll announce that right after lunch and where to go and that sort of thing. The breakouts will be an hour, and then we'll reconvene back in here later in the afternoon, and we'll have some report backs from the breakout discussions. We will be finished at 4 o'clock on the button.